Now to the text, and I'm aware that it's about 23 minutes past 7. Jesus was talking to the church, and he rebukes the church because he said, "You have left your first love." You know, the scriptures are full of examples in the Old Testament of men that left their first love. Samson did, and he ended up grinding at a mill, taking the place of an oxen. And finally, with his eyes gouged out, he died in a heap of stone because he left his first love. King Saul is an example in the Old Testament of a man that left his first love. And the scripture says concerning Saul, two times we find in the Bible the phrase, "and he wist not," or "he didn't realize." He wist not. It is said of Samson that he wist not that the glory had departed. He wasn't aware. He had left his love. It had been so subtle and so slow and so insidious that he didn't even realize that he had lost it. Slipped away like a ship drifting. The other time the phrase "wist not" is used is concerning Moses. He wist not that his face did shine. That's a humble man that's got the glory of God on him and doesn't even realize it. It's the fellow that thinks he does that's so proud. Lot is an example of a man that left his first love. He pitched his tent looking toward Sodom, and not very many years went by until we find him living in Sodom. You pretty well go the direction you're looking. And now Jesus is giving warning to the church. I'm not going to have time to go clear through my sermon, so let me just give you five things in about 8 or 9 minutes that will describe what first love is. Do you remember when you were first born again? You first received Christ as your Savior? Do you remember the feelings you had? Have you ever stopped to analyze them? Do you remember what your attitudes were? Do you remember how you felt inside? Do you remember what your commitments were? Do you remember after you turned from receiving Christ how even the trees clapped their hands and it looked like the benches in the church were smiling at you? Well, what is first love? Let me give you five things. First of all, first love seeks a person. First love, is an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Christians have something more than a religion. I wouldn't give you a dime for a religion. The world's full of religion. The world doesn't need another religion. Christians have something more than a religion. And if all you've got is a religion, you are empty. Some people, all they've got is regulations. They look around and judge one another on the do's and the don'ts. Thank God we're free from that. I hope we are free from that. Don't come to me with your regulations and your rules. God gave Israel a bunch of them and they never could keep them. I'm glad that we have a relationship. And first love is a relationship with a person, an intimate relationship with a person. It's do we know him? Not do we go to church, not do we pay our tithes, not do we keep the rules, not do we sing songs, not do we get enthusiastic, not do we get involved in the program, not are we emotionally responsive. Not all of these things, but what about our relationship to him? Do we know him? Him. He, Christ. Now, if we've got wrapped up in these other things and he isn't the preeminent one, then we have left our first love. You remember how real Jesus was to you when you first fell in love with him? How easy it was to talk to him? Okay, I wish we had time to talk about that. Here's the second thing. First love is the feeling of a spiritually newborn person who has, and let me say three things about a spiritually newborn person, who has, first of all, a release from burden. Do you remember when you were first converted, the release from burden that you had? How many can still remember that? Isn't it too bad that some of us have taken on so many burdens? When the Lord says, if you're burdened, bring them to me. I am the burden bearer. Some of us have taken burdens on that the Lord never wanted us to take. He wanted to always be our burden bearer. But we just insist on bearing those burdens. That's a pretty good sign we've left our first love when we get all burdened down. When the Lord says, my burden's easy. The Lord's been dealing with me just recently because I went through a time of recent months when he wasn't the burden bearer at all, I was. And that'll put you under. So I just decided there wasn't any need of both of us carrying the same load. Can you say amen? Not only is it a sense of release, but it's a feeling of relief from condemnation and guilt. Do you remember right after you were saved how relieved you were that you didn't feel guilty anymore? You felt so clean. You felt like you'd taken a bath. And you had. And I'll tell you, some of us haven't had a bath for so long that we don't even smell good. Burdened with guilt and condemnation, feelings of inadequacy. That means we've lost our first love. Oh, the first time that I got up from the altar as just a kid, I can still remember how wonderful I felt because there was no guilt and no condemnation. Release. Hallelujah. How many have that tonight? Amen. Not only is it a release and a relief, but it was an awareness of a revival in my spiritual life. Easy to sing. I didn't have to wait till the song service started. Easy to say. I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. All right, I got to hurry. I'm running out of time. So first love seeks a person. First love has some very special feelings, a newborn person. First love, here's number three, reaches out to the lost. The moment, if you were genuinely saved, the moment you were saved, you thought almost instantly of someone else that you wish had the same thing you had just got. And some of us were disappointed all over ourselves when we went running to them to tell them how wonderful it was, and they looked at us like a dead pig. Hardly got a grunt out of them. And we were so anxious to tell them. And now we can go week after week. And not really be anxious. Almost hope nobody brings it up. Here's number four. First love is a willingness to be involved. Do you remember when you first got saved, it wasn't a matter, you didn't stop to say, well, I don't know if I've got the time or not. I don't know if I've got the strength or not. The moment that we were saved, the same thing happened to us that happens to everyone that we have a record of in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul's a good example. While he was still flat of his face in the dust of the road to Damascus, he said, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Like to get involved, please. You know how you know you've lost your first love is when someone comes to you to do something for the kingdom of God. We'll say, well, we'll think about it. We'll give it some consideration. That's your way of saying you're not going to do it. Now I lost all my amens. The problem that you have with someone that's full of love is not that they won't do anything, but they are willing to do everything. Oh, just everything. I'm just so... Now say amen. You can pretty well tell whether you've lost it or not because we start pulling away. There is no retirement program in the work of the Lord. Fact of the matter, when you have finished working and you come to the place that you don't have to go to the shop or the factory or the office anymore, then is the time to really get involved in the work of the Lord. Not sit down on a bench someplace and say, well, I'm waiting for the death angel to come and carry me over Jordan. If George Burns can have a birthday party and have 1,200 women ready, present, and get up and minister to them when he's 80 years old, surely the children of God can serve Jesus till they can't draw any more breath. Here's the last one and we'll stop. By the way, there are things that you could be getting involved in. We only need six families to fill up every team on the Rock Ministry. That means we just need six married couples to get involved. You say, how can I do it? Talk to Brother Leon or Brother Dick, or Brother Bob R., Brother Mike Cass, and they'll tell you exactly what to do. Just six. I'm not going to ask how many are not involved. Don't want to put you on that spot. I'm just asking the Holy Ghost to. And Jesus said, repent or be removed. Woo! Well, aren't you glad I'm not preaching that strong? I'm just preaching, repent or get run over. Here's the last one. First love produces intercession. I don't know how it was with you. Yes, I think I do. One of the things that accompanied our first relationship with the Lord was an easiness to communicate and to pray. It was easy to pray. Fact of the matter, it was so easy to pray that I found myself being disturbed when people robbed me of the time that I could give to prayer. But you know, years have gone by now, and we've gotten so involved that now one of the most difficult things we do is pray. Let me tell you something, young lady. You can always tell whether or not the fellow is in love with you. If he's making all kind of excuses not to be with you, he's not in love with you. That's just as simple as you can make it. Because when you're in love, you like to be communicating with the person that you're in love with. And that's what prayer is communication. Oh God, restore to us. Help us to repent. Help us to return to our first love. And then I'm going to tell you how first love, what causes us to lose it next time I preach to you, and then how we can get it back. And all the people said, praise the Lord.